If you know Bruce Hornsby's name at all, it's probably from his hit song, The Way It Is. In 1987, it was the most played song on American radio. But the talented pianist, singer-songwriter is far from a one-hit wonder. He's won 3 Grammy Awards, been nominated for 13, wrote the end title songs for 2 Spike Lee movies, and played on over 100 records with an A-list of performers. In 2009, Bruce Hornsby released his 10th studio album and his first for the Verve label. It's called Levitate. And this is the first cut, called Black Rats of London. Nightcrawlers clear the forests of seedlings, nuts, and leaves. Bruce Hornsby, I want to thank you for inviting us into your home studio.
Yeah, now that we all smell like dog.
Yeah, your dog Sadie just came in.
Came in here and just licked all of us, so you're right at home now.
Yeah. You're very close to colonial Williamsburg and Jamestown and Yorktown and all these scenes from the Revolutionary War. And the first track on your new CD, Levitate, right?
Yes,
The Black Rats of
Black
London.
Black Rats of London deals with some little known facts in American history. It's swept under the rug. The true heroes have not been recognized. Parasites decimated the Red Army of Cornwallis and his flock. Standing weakly on Yorktown battlefield with measles and smallpox. Horses, hogs, and chickens, and dogs, and John Rolfe's prized words. His blood and revenge and bacterial strains from imported English dirt. Hooray, hooray, the Black Rats of London. They cross the sea for you and me. Let's raise a glass so thankfully. Hail, hail, hooray. As I get older, I look to not repeat myself, and I look to find new and interesting areas to write about, and this was certainly one of them. I wrote it out of a National Geographic article about Jamestown, cover story 2 or 3 years ago it was written, talking about the rodents and the bacterial strains that came over on the ships and infected the locals and allowed the colonists to prevail against them. But in the end, I didn't want anybody to think that I thought this was such a great thing. So in the end, I thought I'd add this postscript that says, where were the black rats when we needed them the most? There were slave owners to infect. And the Joe Mengeles of the American West. That's sort of a reference to what some people would refer to as the American Holocaust.
Now, Levitate, you are writing a Broadway, a musical.
Fully 8 songs on this record come from the musical. Now, they weren't all written exactly for the musical. For instance, Black Rats of London is, quote, one of the songs in the musical. It's only in there because the play Big Shots liked the song so much, they wanted to see if they could sort of shoehorn it into the musical. And so they did, and it works great. Our play is called SCKBSTD, all in capital letters on a Virginia license plate.
Oh.
That's the play. That's the title of our play.
You're going to play one of the songs from the album, and it's a song called Paperboy.
Yes. This musical speaks to the different time that we live in, as opposed to when I grew up, doors were unlocked. It's sort of a cliche, maybe. It's sort of, you know, the good old days when this wasn't a problem. But it wasn't a problem, generally, and now it's completely different. And there's much more paranoia, and this musical speaks a bit to this paranoia. This unknown shows up and starts freaking people out. And so the rumor mill runs rampant. It's called Paperboy because it's sung by the local paperboy who's been hearing all these vicious rumors.
Well, let's hear it. Bruce Hornsby with Paperboy from his new CD, Levitate, on the Verve label.
Is low. Here's a story you don't know. Good as anything we can't watch on HBO. Before you say it's all bunk, throw it out, it's so much junk. Listen what this guy's been hiding in his trunk. He's looking for me. He's looking for you. Cut off your feet. curls, then it up his cargo, and then taken for a whirl. He must have given her a whack, preteen surprise attack. Ended up between the guy's spare tire and his jag. He's looking for me, he's looking for you. You cut off your feet just to take your shoes. For you, believe you me, every word is true. In his kitchen there's a corpse, made a meal of his divorce, eats a different body part for every different course. In his basement there's a crypt, it's so well equipped. Seen so many ghoulish things, they now seem a nondescript. He's looking for me, he's looking for you. Another key, and we'll be through. He's looking for me, he's looking for you. To take your shoes.
That was Bruce Hornsby playing Paperboy, a tune you can find on his new album Levitate on the Verve label. Is this a departure for you because it's a little atonal, dissonant?
For many years had a fondness for 20th century and now I guess 21st century classical music. So this is a song that deals in that language, a little more dissonant, a little more harmonically complex, but still I tried to make it a pop song in the sense that the chorus to me is fairly Beatles-esque. So I guess you could call it Lennon McCartney meet Schoenberg.
I love the song Hear My Prayer.
Simple prayer.
You're praying for a bottle of Rogaine.
Praying to win the game. It's just about the inane things that people pray for.
I've got a load of payments, head up for bank statements. I'm sinking in debt. I'm no millionaire. Finance are tottery. Liquidity is watery.
So yeah, Simple Prayer, lyrics written by my old childhood friend, Chip DiMatteo. We pulled a lot of crap in school. We had a company called Zappo Productions, and we would book the worst bands in our town. And we wrote a musical called Schenectady. We wrote a sequel called Son of Schenectady. We had this play produced as the drama club production for one of the local high schools, which was unbelievable. I don't know how we were able to finagle that that occurrence. The headmaster of the school just hated it. Anyway, in 2004, my last record, Halcyon Days, my last record of songs like Paperboy, had three songs in the middle that were basically solo piano songs. And they had, I got a letter out of the blue from Playwrights Horizons, the company on 42nd Street that develops plays. And there's a guy at Playwrights Horizons who had been turned on to these three songs on this record of mine by Brian Stokes Mitchell, the great Broadway actor-singer.
Mm-hmm.
Stokes turned this guy on to this record, and they both thought, this sounds like Broadway musical show music. He should be doing this. So they contacted me, and I responded. I said, well, I'm interested in this as long as it's fun. When it starts to be a grind and a drag, I'm done. So I contacted my old friend, Chip DiMatteo, and said, hey, let's give this a shot together. It might be fun. Let's see what we can get away with.
Can you hear me? Are you out there?
Bruce Hornsby speaking about his forthcoming stage musical SCKBSTD in his home studio in Williamsburg, Virginia. You can hear another song Bruce Hornsby recorded for us there at nprmusic.org. His new CD is called Levitate, and it's out now on the Verve label. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.